I'm with Christophe Mallet, executive producer at SBS French. Christophe, thank you for your time. Firstly, I'd just like to ask, what did you do? How did you cover last year's Tour de France, given a lot of it was remote?
We were challenged. It was a very big challenge because we had to reinvent ourselves very close to the date. The main problem that we had was the fact that we didn't know what we could expect. So we have to very quickly reinvent ourselves. With cycling, we morph our normal podcast, the cycling podcast, which is usually on the road, the journey, into a video stream every day, just because we wanted to offer something different than just a normal podcast, because we were removed from that whole journey element. We could not just make that journey fun. So in order to make it fun, we decided to become more interactive. And whether or not that's changed the way we do things, I think the next Tour de France will tell us. But yes, it's been challenging in that sense.
Because obviously the year before you were on site in France, which then leads me to the Australian Open of this year, which you were on site for. I noticed in a social media post that you made that yes, it was the same place, Melbourne Park, but the vibe was different, to say what you said. And just so, firstly, how was the vibe different? And how did the 5-day lockdown affect your operations at such short notice?
It's very interesting because the vibe was very different, mainly because of how the players reacted. If you want, the Australian Open is the happy slam. It's always the slam where players are super happy to come here. It's winter in Europe and they come here and it's sunny and everything. But this year, with everything that has happened with the pandemic and the lockdown that they had to go through, or the quarantine, so I should say, before, then they came here a little bit more distant. And most of the press from around the world wasn't here. So the vibe was very different because, in a way, we just stayed amongst Aussie press. Which is not necessarily bad because I report a lot in language, especially during the tennis, the Australian Open. It's people I would not cross paths with. But on the other end, we got to meet the players because we were allowed to be in press conferences where, you know, I ended up being with Stan Wawrinka on my own, where before it would be Stan, myself, and another 15 or 20 other journalists that traveled the world to come and talk to Stan. So the vibe was very different. And the second part of your question, the 5-day lockdown, then, it was actually a very weird moment because we were still essential workers. So I was able to still go to the Open. Yes, we had to wear masks outside, and even though the whole site was empty. But on the other end, I saw Djokovic play his match, and I counted in the whole world level, there were 16 people, including the two players. So you've got Djoko playing for you, basically. So this is just an incredible moment. And I had to refrain myself to put this on social media, which leads to another discussion, because you know the whole of the state is in lockdown. You didn't want to go, haha, look at me, I'm not in lockdown. So you had to exercise a little bit of refraining yourself on this, because normally sport is all about outgoing, about, yeah, look at this, is awesome. But like, there's been a few times in a press stand, I was alone.
Do you think there are perhaps any aspects of remote sports reporting, remote sports broadcasting that will remain beyond the pandemic?
You know, like my vision, and I think, and it's only speaking for myself, but I don't see the Australian Open, if I take specifically the Australian Open, I don't see the Australian Open having made such an investment in technology to make the Australian Open work this year that they won't offer this next year. Whether or not the networks will then pay to have someone sent here or not, it's going to be down to the networks. But my main worry is that we've opened up a Pandora box here for sports broadcasting, where people realize, you know what, we still get the benefits of the sports reporting, but the technology is helping us. So I reckon next year will be an hybrid, but it would be interesting to see how much this is actually supported by events like the Australian Open, like the Tour de France. Tour de France might be a bit different because they want you to travel. They want to show. Someone told me this. It was brilliant. Tour de France is a brilliant allegory of it. But the Tour de France is a postcard on France for 3 weeks, and France puts the show together, but gets the network around the world to pay for the advertising for France for 1 week, for 1 month. You know, like we pay to be there to showcase France for 1 month in the eyes of the Australians. It's a massive advert. So this will not go away. Whether or not this still will be the case for the Grand Prix here or for the Australian Open, it remains to be seen. But like I said, I don't think the Australian Open will diverge from that investment in technology they made just for 1 year.